Come on, everybody, put your hands together. How many of you know he's a way maker? I said, how many of you know he's a way maker tonight?
Sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Only in your life. recover the nations into your arms, and we'll hear your voice, and we'll have one heart, one love, one Father, one blood. Your creation gathered together with one sound, one voice.
Second verse, it goes like this. It says,
how can we say we love you when we won't speak to our brother? We abuse our sister and won't take care of our mother. Father, 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 help us. Your sons and daughters cry.
Song, the same old song, and dance. 13 minutes. 13 minutes after the hour, you're catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And we're going to have some more church. Let's continue with more great gospel music here from the NFI studio, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Here's those Racy Brothers.
I wonder, can I get somebody to know that God's been good? I wonder, can I get somebody to show that know he's been good? I wonder, can I get somebody to know that God's been good? Will you testify that he's been good? Oh, yes, you have. I wonder, can I get somebody to know that God's been good? Know he's been good. I wonder, can I get somebody to know that God's been good?
bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The blackness. When I was facing the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped me.
You took me in and gave me shelter.
Your kingdom of tranquility.
Where you're on, keep
in church, someone going through something right now. The reason why the devil is fighting you the way he is, because you're just blessed like that. But know this.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
Oh, the devil don't like it, cause
blessed like that.
Devil don't like it, no.
Like two a new start. Hallelujah.
The song is about heaven. I said the song is about heaven. It's about heaven. I want you to clap with me. Clap, clap. Come on, come on. Houston, Houston, come on. Come on, Houston. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Come on, come on. Watch this. Keep clapping.
What joy it brings.
Come on.
My soul can't wait.
Woo.
To see your face.
What we gonna do?
I'll let your name change.
Come on.
When I get back,
what are you gonna do? Second verse.
You'll wipe my tears.
Come on.
You'll say what's done.
What you gonna do?
You'll hold me close.
And tell me what?
Tell me I'm overcome.
Come on.
You will exchange joy for my pain.
What you gonna pray?
And I'll praise your name change.
What's going on for you?
Like
what?
Would you look at me differently, Lord? Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause Lord, so many people sometimes go astray, hey, lost through all the ups and downs and joys and hurts, lost. For better or worse, I still will choose you first. To know you, longing for your love, for your word, for your blessings, yeah. Many nights I cried from the things I do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Come again. can have peace in my storm.
When I'm with you.
Three parts, when I'm with you.
When I'm with you.
Come on, Josiah.
Oh, when I'm with you.
When I'm with you.
Life seems so much better.
When I'm with you.
Oh Lord, when I'm
with you,
I find peace
when I'm with you.
With you, Lucius, with you.
With you, I find my strength. With you,
come on, y'all.
I can hold on. With you,
I know
I'm covered.
Because there's
no greater power than you.
I realize
no God is greater than you. We need fresh oil.
Sing, Mignon.
We need it. Trenches from above. Nothing else matters, Lord. Please let your glory cover us. We need fresh oil. Please let your glory cover us. Nothing else matters, Lord. Please let your glory cover us.
We shall never never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how he gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave it to me.
I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
Never be defeated.
That to say, I know how the circumstances may look, and I know how the circumstances may seem, but there is victory against all odds, because God is the greatest power.
Disappointed, but never defeated. Get about the Lord.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
tell me more.
Hello. What station are you listening to right now?
What?
This is
the morning, baby.
Well, that was so exciting.
Tell me more.
It's the weekend.
We're on the air now.
Let's get started. Let's host KFI Live.
Yeah, that sounds kind of interesting.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
You're tuned into this stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up! Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online
24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The mix.
With the hottest DJ
in the mix.
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. I made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. If you cry, you can cry one night. Only one night, though. Stress, you can stress one night. Only one night though, let the tears fall down one night. Only one night though, only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though, if you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though, stress, make sure that you're stressed. Only one night though, only one night though,
only one night though.
I can see a brand new day. I can see a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day. I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day.
I believe
every word, every word, every promise, everything,
I believe,
every
not ashamed to let the whole world know. If I consider my life and time, wrong turns and how you made them right, all I can say is this is what grace looks like. Persisting on this pilgrim journey, stumbling, stalling, but you never desert me, and all I can say is this is what grace looks like. Oh, I thank you for your grace. Covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through. Thank you for your grace. Covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through.
Heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Shandera-la-bo, shandera-la-bo. Glory to God, and welcome to the power of prayer. And as we begin to go into prayer on, I want to welcome all of you, and I want you to come on and join me as we begin to go before the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I want you to pick up your phone and tell somebody else to join us. If you're on the internet, tell them to come on and join us, because we're getting ready to go into prayer, and we're believing God today for some miraculous breakthroughs, and that he's going to set the captives free. He's going to undo some heavy burdens, and he's going to break every yoke and every chain that the enemy been trying to cause those to stumble and go astray. And we're going to rebuke those spirits. We're going to bind them, and we're going to send them back to your bits in the name of Jesus. I believe today that there are many of you right now are praying and interceding in the name of Jesus. And as you intercede, the word lets us know where one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. As many of you come together in prayer, as we touch and agree, I believe that there's something's going to happen in the midst of your family relationship, and it's going to begin to flow in the midst of your grandchildren in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking today with the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit of God that he has given us. And as we begin to speak out of our mouths, life will manifest. The importance of speaking life out of your mouth has power. It has authority. It has weight. And it will begin to run over all of those firing dots that the enemy tries to set up and try to distract you and try to cause harm upon you. But today we're going to bind those spirits. We're going to rebuke them and send them back to your bits in the name of Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be extremely glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with us. And come on and let's exalt his name. Let's worship him right now. Lift your hands up right now. Lift your hands up. Oh, glory to God. Come on, tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Take time for the Lord. Take time for the Lord Jesus Christ. He took time for us all because he gave his life for all of us, that we all may have a right to eternal life. And who do not want eternal life? That life that is abundantly forever. And guess what? It is more and more and more greater things to happen in the midst of you right now where you are. Whatever you're facing right now, don't even focus on that. I want you to focus on Jesus Christ. I want you to focus on what God is doing in the spirit realm right now. Don't even focus on what they are doing concerning the media and the news, all the distraction and all the negative. That's not healthy for you. But I know the word of God is healthy before you, because Jesus has let us know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God wants you to have the increase. He wants you to have it right now, because he's coming suddenly. He's coming quickly, and he wants to pour it on you. That's right. He has no respect of a person. You are more than a conqueror. You are an ambassador for Christ. So as we begin to touch and agree in prayer, I'm speaking with the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit of God that he will move on your behalf for whatever you're needing and trusting God for. Because this is the time, this is the minute, this is the second for your miracle, and it's only a breath away. And as you begin to breathe out of your mouth, guess who gave you that you're breathing out of, gave you breath to breathe? It was Jesus Christ. It was him that breathed into you and gave you life. It was Jesus Christ that died on the cross and shedded his blood. It was Jesus Christ that was nailed in his hand and in his feet. It was Jesus Christ that was pierced in the side and the blood was running down. It was Jesus Christ that asked the Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. It was Jesus Christ that was buried in the tomb. It was Jesus Christ that rose from the dead. Now, today, he has given us that opportunity of eternal life. And some of you right now, you're feeling down, whatever reason it may be, even after yesterday. We're going to pray for you as well. We're going to believe right now that God will give you strength to continually move forward, because he's got some great things for you. And he wants to pour it out upon you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking it with the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Before we pray, I know right now in my heart that I'm believing God for that breakthrough for you. I'm trusting the Lord that what you've been asking God for is going to happen today in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read Psalms 102, starting at verse 18. And it reads, "This shall be written for the generations to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise." Praise God for the reading of his word. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. To God be the glory for the reading of his word. God is about to do something for some of you. You've been in prayer about some of your children and your grandchildren. And I'm believing today as I read that, I'm reading that because I see some things that God's doing and he's revealing in the name of Jesus. For those of you, you haven't tapped into the spirit realm. And you must tap into the spirit realm to see what God's doing. He wants you to see what he's doing. He wants you to understand what he's about to do, because he's not slack concerning his promises. He is ready to release some things in the midst of your ancestors and your relatives. To God be the glory. "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." There are some young people right now. He's already beginning to anoint them, even from their mother's womb. And when they come out of their mother's womb, they're going to be already anointed and appointed to preach the gospel for the glory of God. Is that your child? Is that your grandchild? Is that the child that he's speaking to right now? I'm speaking and I'm believing by faith. And as thou speak in the name of Jesus, whatsoever the enemy had tried to set up and try to cause in distraction and try to even cause sickness to come on their body, we rebuke the vile of the spirit right now. We rebuke it right now and command it in the name of Jesus to go in the name of Jesus. We speak with the power of the authority of the Holy Spirit of God. We speak life upon their bodies. We speak life from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ they are set free. In the name of Jesus, nothing shall separate them from moving forth for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, have your way upon their lives right now. Wherever they are, from whatever age they are, from a child until an adult, wherever state of mind they are in, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, those that are dealing with mind-altering spirits, spirits that are causing them to forget and their memory has been lost. But I'm speaking in the name of Jesus today, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, right now to touch that woman right now. Touch that man right now. Wherever they are, whether they're old or young, for it is a spirit, and I call out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I call you out right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit, I command you now. Spirit, I command you now. I command you now, Alzheimer's, I command you now to go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you now, Satan. I rebuke you now, Satan. I command you now to loose them and let them go, for the blood of Jesus is against you. I command you to loose them now in the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is against you. That Alzheimer's no longer is upon their body, no longer in their mind. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ they are healed. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that they are set free. And I speak with the authority and the power of the Almighty God that their memory has come back. And I am speaking in the name of Jesus that the Comforter is coming and is going to bring all things back to their remembrance, whatsoever they have need of. If they need a breakthrough right now, if they need to get their driver's license back right now in the name of Jesus, that you will bring the memories back that they can receive their driver's license to drive and get back on the road again. If they need a miracle right now for a job that they haven't been able to work, God, I'm speaking right now that woman or man, their memory will come back in the place where they can go back to work. I'm speaking today for that miraculous miracle, God, that you're doing right now in the spirit realm. I'm speaking in the spirit realm right now, God, that you will pour out of your spirit, that your sons and daughters will begin to prophesy, that they'll begin to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. God, I thank you right now for David. David was a man that stood up. He was a young boy that he had a man spirit in him because he was not afraid of Goliath. Some of you right now, you're facing some Goliaths in your life. But God wants you to know right now in the name of Jesus that he said, I have it all in control. I am the head. I am the head. I am the one that created man and woman. I am the one that can do all things. So right now, I'm speaking in the name of Jesus for you that have that Goliath in front of you and you see no way out. I'm speaking to that spirit right now, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus. And I'm calling it out in the name of Jesus. The Bible lets us know where there is no vision, people perish. I'm speaking today that God will allow you to see a vision, that the scales will be removed off of your eyes, and you shall see a vision that God has given you to do for his glory, letting it begin to manifest right now in the presence of the Almighty God. Show them the vision in the name of Jesus. Remove the scales from their eyes so they can see more clear, that they can understand more, touching their mind, their heart, their soul, and their spirit. And as they receive it, God, I pray right now that they will be mighty warriors for the glory of you. I'm thanking you, God, right now, God, for the love that you're beginning to bring in the family's relationship. I'm thanking you, Father, for the relationship that you're bringing in the marriages all over this world. I'm thanking you, God, for the young children that are being born right now in the name of Jesus. I'm thanking you, God, for your almighty Son right now who died on the cross. And we praise you, O God. We magnify you, O God. We lift you up because you are truly worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Someone is lacking faith right now, and I pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I speak to your spirit man. Those of you are lacking faith because of what you are surrounded by, and I'm commanding that spirit that has caused you to doubt and to cause fear to come upon you and your faith to be decreased. I'm speaking right now with authority and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and I command you now to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every devouring spirit that lacketh faith, and I speak in the name of Jesus that your faith is being increased. I'm speaking right now in the name of Jesus that your faith is causing you to do greater things than you ever done before. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus, but by faith you will begin to see greater than the natural man. You will begin to see greater than ever before, because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm speaking right now that the words of God will begin to line upon your life, line upon line and precept upon precept, as you begin to see the revealing of the words of God being revealed to you on this day. Have your way in their life, Holy Spirit. Let them see more clear of a greater vision. Let them understand more, God, of what you're about to do in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the hearts of those that have been waxed cold, and now their hearts have been turned around, and they have a heart to love. They have a heart to reach out for others. They have a heart to understand that you are love. You are love, Father, and your love is greater than ever before. And because of your love, God, we can love. We can love. And we must love others as well. I thank you, God, for the love that you're restoring back in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak right now for that person right now is believing you for a debt-free bill in the name of Jesus. I don't know what type of bill it is, but we're praying right now and touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whatever that bill is, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, call it out right now, brother. Call it out right now, sister. Call that out right now. Call it out. Call it out. I'm speaking to that person that called out that bill, that they believing you, Father, that is going to be debt-free. I call it out today in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, God, if it is your will, that you will allow them to receive that you have for them at this appointed time. I rebuke every spirit that tries to cause hindrance, every firing dot, every imp that tries to come in and try to easily beset them. I reverse the papers around and turn them the way that you are going to allow them to receive their blessings in the name of Jesus. I pray for that person that's handling that affairs and the paperwork in the name of Jesus, that you're touching their heart, you're touching their mind, and you're giving them a greater insight to see that there were some things that were done that wasn't right. And by that, God, in the name of Jesus, you're going to allow them to be debt-free in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now for setting them free. We thank you, Father, for the debt-free bill in the name of Jesus. There's somebody right now that's going through a court case, whether it's a divorce, whether it's from an accident, whether it's from a situation that's a little deeper involved in whatever it may be, or the circumstance. It might be your son, it might be your grandson, and you're believing God for that breakthrough. But I'm speaking today, if it is the will of God, God, I pray right now, God, that you would touch those papers right now, wherever they are, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you will go into that courthouse, that you will go into that administrative house. And wherever they are in position, where it is a lawyer, where it is a judge, where it is a person that has control over those papers, that they will see in the name of Jesus there were some mistakes that were done and it wasn't true. Father, I pray right now, God, that you reveal and bring darkness to light in the name of Jesus for those that are working wickedness behind those court situation and no court circumstances, and their heart are not right with you. God, I speak right now in the name of Jesus, and I command by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, I call you out, Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I call you out in the name of Jesus, whether it's racism, whether it's jealousy, whether it's disobedience, but I speak to you, Spirit, right now, and I command you now to go back to the abyss for where you came from, for it is not of God, and you have no authority upon these people's lives, because they are serving the Almighty God. And I speak with authority of the power of God that you will loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free from this situation in the name of Jesus. For there is somebody that's dealing with a time-consuming spirit. This spirit has come on you, and every time you get ready to do something for God, it seems like something is holding you back. Something is pushing you back. Something is keeping you from being on time wherever you're supposed to be. I don't know what it may be that where you need to be, but it's causing you to miss out and miss the timing that you need to be. God is a timing God. He's a on-time God. And God's timing is not like man. God wants you to be on time so you can receive that he has for you. And many of you are missing out on what God has for you because you're being slowful. You're being slowful and you're not moving quickly because he comes suddenly. And he wants you to receive it when he brings it to you, that you're in place and you're on time to receive it. I speak to that time-consuming spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you now, by the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, I command you now to take your hands off of their mind. Take your hands off of their timing. No longer shall it be. And I command you now to be sent back to the abyss. And I rebuke you now, Satan, for you have no authority over these people's thoughts and their mind. For no longer shall they be lacking and slowful, but they shall be on time for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for setting that man free. Father, I thank you right now for setting that woman free. For he whom the Son set free is free indeed. So we're going to glorify you. We're going to lift up your holy name. We're going to magnify you. And we're going to give you the praise because you are Alpha. You're Omega. You're the beginning and the end. For you created the heavens and the earth. And because of that, Lord, we praise you. We exalt your name. And we magnify you. For this is the day that you have made. And we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And I thank you right now for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us. I thank you for the blood right now, God, for that person right now that's going through sickness upon their body, wherever they are, whatever circumstances they are dealing with, whether it's arthritis, whether it's tuberculosis, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, whether it's glaucoma, whatever spirit it is. If I did not call it out, I want you to call it out. If you're dealing with that spirit, that sickness that has attacked your body, I want you to call it out right now. Some of you, you're dealing with pain in your body because of back pain. And that pain in your back has been causing you not to be able to move around like you desire to move. But I'm speaking in the name of Jesus as we touch and agree on this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I have called out these names, of these spirit has attacked their bodies. Father, for it is a spirit, and that spirit that has caused them to be hindered and be slowful and tries to cause them to go astray and leave this earth. I speak in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, God, that you are not a God about sickness, but you are a God that healeth. You are God that delivers. You are God that set the captives free. You are God that undo the heavy burdens. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever that sickness has attacked their body, I speak in the name of Jesus that you will begin to touch that area. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch it. Ashetelobosata. Iko Ramayandelabosita. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke you now to go back to the abyss, back to the pits of hell, for you have no place upon their bodies. In every area of their body, you have no place, and I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. And as it began to flow upon them from the outside, I'm speaking that the blood is beginning to flow through their veins, running all the way through every area of their veins, all the way to their feet. And as the blood begins to flow, it is beginning to shake the dust. It's beginning to shake the things that are holding them back, the thing that has been distracting them and causing sickness upon them. I'm speaking that it's now going to go back to the pits of hell, that it is gone in the name of Jesus. And they have been set free in the name of Jesus. I speak it right now that those spirits that had attacked their bodies for whatever they were, they're no longer upon them, that they are new creature in Christ. They can run again. They can be able to praise God again. They can be able to walk again. They can be able to give God the praise like never before because of the miracle that has taken place today. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that is done in the name of Jesus.
The pressures of life seem to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone, now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you.
just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. God is an awesome God. And I thank God for Jesus. today, let us say, oh, come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind with the use and activities of our being. We say thank you, Lord, because you are our Savior. And we say thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross to die that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we say thank you, Lord, for our sisters and brothers that we have in you. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we need to say. That's the highest praise there is to the Lord. I thank God simply sometimes just because I can. Because I think about what he did for me. And you know, I think about all of the times that you can get hurt, and it's usually the people that's the closest to you that will stick it to you. So we have to go back since we're at the first of the year and think about, okay, we celebrating Christ's birthday, so what I would do is go back at the first of the year and think about, okay, Lord, let me go back over all of my life and everything that I've been hurt for. Let me go back and forgive that. Let me go back and forgive it, because I understand this. We don't know how much more longer we're going to be on this earth. But let's make sure we don't leave this earth without forgiving those things that have been done to us and asking the Lord to bring to mind those things that we have done to others, that we can forgive those things that was done, that we have done to others. So today, we're going to use for a subject, passing the buck. We're going to pass the buck today. A lot of times when we doing stuff, we pass the buck and not even be aware that that's what we're doing. So today, that's what we're going to talk about, passing the buck. I was reading, and I didn't know what I was going to call this message, but today, I said, I know what I'll call this, passing the buck, because we have a tendency to pass the buck. And so then when I looked at, and I saw this particular passage in Genesis chapter 3, and wait a minute, let me go back and find it again. Genesis chapter 3, verse, gonna start reading at verse 9. And it says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou art naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree wherein I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. See, he passed the book. God told him. He didn't tell that woman not to eat. He told a man not to eat. But he passed the book on to the woman. And verse 13, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. She passed the book to the snake. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, behold, thou hast done this. Thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shall thou go, and thus shall thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow. Thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I shall command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we see people passing the book all the time. We've even done it from time to time. Lord, help us to stand firm and not pass the book. Let us stand and before you, and then when we mess up, Lord, help us to say, Lord, I messed up. What's in Jesus' name? Amen. When I look at all of the things that have been done, and there are some things that I've seen go down that I'm thinking, well, why in the world did they do that? And I see where the Lord gave the man a command, and he passed the book on to his wife. He just passed it on. I'm not gonna take credit for this. I'm gonna just pass this on. When the Lord asked the lady, well, what did you do that for? And she thought, well, you know what? I'm gonna just pass this book. I'm not gonna take the consequences for whatever go along with this. I'm going to just pass the book right along. So she passed it on to the snake. And then when he asked the snake about it, he passed it on. Nobody's going to take the charge over what has been done. But I said, well, Lord, thank you for letting me see that sometimes I do the same thing. I pass the book, too.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times we do it without even knowing that we did it. So I said, well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So then I thought about some of those stories that I have read on my computer, those things where mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law have those times when the husband passed the buck. He refused to take control of his household. He take it and treat his wife a certain way. Now, Adam didn't treat his wife like she was his wife. He treated her in a bad way. He would treat her one way until they said, I do. Once he said, I do, then he decided he didn't. Yeah. They would decide that they were going to live, they were going to rent a house near his parents. And the mother-in-law always, most of the time, treated the young lady that was getting ready to marry her son. Oh, she was just so sweet, she didn't know what to do. But once they got married and the husband and the young man and his girlfriend decided once they got married, his wife was going to keep, he was going to allow his wife to keep working until they saved enough money to be able to afford a baby. But then once they got married, now, I don't know what country this was in, but I do know it was not in the United States. But once they got married, the husband decided his whole attitude changed. He decided that we're going to move in with mama and daddy. And once he moved in with mama and daddy, mama decided that daughter-in-law was going to the daughter-in-law at her house, and she was going to treat her very badly. The mother-in-law would tell the daughter-in-law, you're not cleaning the house very well. You need to cook. The daughter-in-law, you're not supposed to work. And so that's what they decided they were going to do. And then the daughter-in-law decided that she was going to treat daughter-in-law just any kind of way. And what she did know was daughter-in-law was getting tired of this mess. But if she was going to work, she would tell her, you don't need to work. You're supposed to be a housekeeper. And once she moved in with mother-in-law decided, you're going to do all the cooking. You're going to do all the cleaning. You're going to argue all day long. I'm going to walk behind you and tell you what you didn't do and what you didn't do right. And you're not a good wife. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, she was just going on and on and on. And the husband always would take his mother's place. And mother decided, wife decided, I'm not going to put up with this stuff. Husband decided, I'm going to pass the buck. It ain't my fault. You are not behaving correctly. And because you're not behaving correctly, I'm going to threaten you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you, do you want a divorce? And blah, blah, blah. He would just go on and on and on. And just go keep right on going on and on. He was just going to pass the buck where she was going to he pretended his mother was right and everything. His wife didn't have no kind of right. But you know, one day the wife got tired of it. And when she got tired of it, mother was going to do this, that, and the other. And so when they went off from home one day, the wife got up and they got up and went off one day, the wife went back home to her mother, and the mother-in-law would tell her sometime, "You get out. We don't need you here anymore." But what the mother-in-law didn't know was the wife was paying all the bills. So the wife got up. She said, "Okay, I'll leave." And once she got up and left, and they turned the lights off at the house, and then the daughter-in-law paid all of was paying the rent, making the house payment. And she called, "You come back. We need you here. You come back. We need you here." But they wanted her back so she could pay the bills or so they could treat her any kind of way. But see, sometimes somebody can break you some second edge. You can't keep that on passing the buck, because when you pass the buck, somebody was going to stop you. And the girl said, "Well, no, my husband said he wanted a divorce, so that's what he's going to get." So he got what he didn't want. He didn't want a divorce, but he was going to pass the buck and let his mama be right all the time. And the mama didn't have nothing to pay her bills with, and they were going to take all of the wife's money. So that's what we have to do, is stop passing the buck. Hallelujah. God created a husband and wife to be on one accord. And so that's how that went down. So that shows us right there. A husband and wife is supposed to be one, but we don't need three people in a marriage. We don't need a husband, a wife, a husband, a mother-in-law, and a wife, and sometimes a father-in-law. We just need a husband and a wife. And when a husband decides he's going to take everybody's side except his wife, then what he has to understand that one day he's going to be standing up by himself and can't figure out how to get back to his wife. He's going to say, "Well, I thought mother was right. I thought she was right." Well, if you thought mother was right, you need to live with your mother. Hallelujah. And stop trying to pass the buck. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And we don't need to just keep right on trying to take charge of things, and then after we take charge, then pass the buck. Yeah. So that's how it is now. So I said, "Thank you, Jesus, for showing this particular thing to me, that I could look at what Adam and Eve did, and I saw how they passed the buck and how all of those marriages, and then when I went back at those situations and I saw how they passed, mother-in-law was going to cause daughter-in-law, she was going to see how she was just going to take charge of everything and she was going to mess with the children. She wouldn't take care of the children. She wouldn't help clean the house. She wouldn't help cook the meals or wash the clothes. And she told her, "Okay, you're going to do all of that. After you go work all day, you're going to come home, and then you're going to take charge of everything at home, too, after you work all day." And then she said it looked stupid when she had to move out of that luxury apartment that she was living in. And she said, "Why you leave? Why you leave? I'll keep you." And the daughter said, well, you teach me, but I won't be while you doing it. So I said, oh, wow, that was really good right there. And then the son got mad with his mama because his wife left, but it wasn't his mama's fault. It was his fault. He acted real nice while they was dating. As soon as they got through dating and she said, I do, he decided he wouldn't. So that's how that went down. And so I said, well, Lord, I said, help me not to pass the book. Hallelujah. Because see, down here in verse 15, God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In other words, God said, since you want to pass the book, I can stop that right there. I can fix it so y'all won't have, won't be able to put a thing between y'all. I'll fix it so the devil and the human won't be able to take charge and run and stuff. Hallelujah. It said, verse 21, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats, skins, and clothes, and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Hallelujah. In other words, men have come so they understand. When man start understanding, they become little gods, G-O-D. And so God is an awesome God. You know, he know how to make things happen. But when you start passing the book, God knows how to make you just stand up and say, Lord, I have messed up. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to say, Lord, I messed up. Lord, you got to help me take control of this situation. And I was so amazed at all that God had done in just these little chapters, how God went ahead just the way, wait a minute, I can't get my thought together here. But God knows how to handle stuff. When we're doing stupid stuff, God knows how to make us stop. So let's don't pass the book. Let's stand up and take courage and love the Lord with all our heart and might. And then fall down before the Lord and let him know how much we messed up and let him know that we know that we messed up. And then the Lord will do whatever he knows to do, and he knows everything. Hallelujah. Now that's the word for today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as we thank you for all that we have gone through, for all the times we messed up, and for all the times that we have talked to you and ask you to help us to stand when we know we have fallen down and we feel like we can't get up, like that lady must have felt that fell down on the TV and said, I can't get up. And a lot of times we can't get up because we don't even know which way up is. Well, you help us. You help us because we don't know what we do. Well, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And we think about all the things that we've gone through, like those people in the nursing home, Lord. We don't know what to do. We don't even know what to pray for. We don't even know how to pray. But you know, Lord. You know all things, God. You know when, hallelujah, we feel so down, we feel like we got to reach up just to touch the bottom. We thank you, Lord, because, hallelujah, you the one to help us. You the one that give us the wherewithal to just keep it on standing. When we just feel that, we just got to lay down and stretch out. And sometimes we just lay there and stretch out and cry. But, Lord, you just help us anyway. When we don't even know how to handle which situation. Lord, sometimes I think about my sister, how she could, when we didn't know, I didn't know what I was doing, I would go to my sister and I would ask her, I said, how do you handle this situation? And she could, Lord, she could think of the answer before, while I was getting ready to think what the problem was. She would have the problem already solved. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord. And then I think of Mother Emma Doris Wright. She had that, hallelujah, she had that ability to solve problems very rapidly, Lord. And I understood why they were church mothers. Because, see, mothers have a tendency to know what to do, hallelujah, while we trying to think about what to do. They have already solved the problem. And, Lord, I just thank you for those women that was in my life that helped me think of the answers that I needed. Hallelujah. And when my children came along, you helped me to think about what I need to do to take care of my children and give them the right answers. Lord, sometimes my children don't even believe me. Hallelujah. When I tell them what the right way to go is, they don't believe me. But that's all right. You know what I need to do, and you let me know what to do. And so, Lord, you just lead me in the right way, and you help me to stand in front of my children that I don't let them see me doing the wrong thing. Hallelujah, because I want them to see, hallelujah, that you have led me in the right way so that I can show love to one another and I can show leadership to my children, Lord. And then, Lord, hallelujah, I just praise you and I glorify you, Lord, and I just want to keep that on honoring you. Lord, and those people in the prison, hallelujah, that's not going the right way. And then, Lord, my son Antoine, I lift him up to you in a special way, Lord. And then Chris and TJ Allen, Lord, I pray for all of my children. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember Sister Pat. Remember, hallelujah, all the other people in my church. Hallelujah. Elder Dawson and her family and Elder Richardson, my pastor and his wife, and all of the other ones, Lord. You just bless them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember the Gaither Vocal Band, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember Reverend Thurl and Kearney. And just, I lift them up to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I glorify you, I praise you, and I honor you, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Hallelujah. You all have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Remember those church members that's homebound, that's not able to get out and go to church. Hallelujah. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. Those in the neighborhood that can't go to church, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift them up to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen. We'll see you right back here, if the Lord says so, right back here on next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And brother, this could be that
heaven just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through.
He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom
all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like
something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
When I count to three, I'm going to give you an assignment. Jesus says, rise up and walk. I'm going to tell you to shout and dance. Somebody said, hold on, hold on, Bishop. I don't dance. Dance tonight. I don't care if you just got to pick up your feet and march. I promise you, where there was nothing, by the time your feet hit the floor, there's going to be something. Don't just move your feet. You got to open up your mouth. Why do you shout? Because when you release the sound, you are opening up a new season in your life. When you go ahead and do it. Go, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. Oh! Turn up the trombone. We going to have church. On your way to your seat, tell somebody, I just got better. I just... I just got better. Everything is changing. I said, everything is changing. Everything is changing. It won't be long from now. It won't be long from now. It won't be long from now. Something's got to give. Something's got to break. In just a few more days. In just a few more days. It won't be long from now. It won't be long, yo. y'all go to your city. You know the song. You know the song. You know the song. You know the song. Feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit. Hey! I feel it in my spirit. Patricia, thank you for being kind. Thank you.
It won't be long for now. It won't be long for now. It won't be long. It won't be long for now. It won't be long for now. It won't be long for now. The money is in the mail. It won't be long for now. It won't be long for now.
Now people see you dancing. They know your headlines, but they don't know your details.
You don't know. 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 You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You see me dancing.
You don't know.
You see me running.
You don't know.
Almost lost my mind. Almost lost my mind. Almost committed suicide. You don't know. You don't know. Destruction and famine, I will add. That destruction and famine, I will add. I will add. Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh devil, you've been defeated at destruction. Yes, devil, I will laugh. All right. I didn't know y'all had tambourines at Abundant Life. I hear tambourines.
Amen.
All right, Lonzo. All right. All right. The devil had a tussle, but I won. Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won. Oh, I won. Oh, me and the devil, we can't agree. I hate him. He hates me. Me and the devil had a tussle.
just about it. But out.
You gotta go. But I won. I'm surprised Bishop hasn't pulled me off the stage. Thank you for your kindness.
I want to
do this quickly because after the Holy Ghost sit here, and I don't know if we got enough designated drivers. If you're from Abundant Life, will you look at somebody from your church and tell them, we just came into a new season? Tell them God has done some great things in the past. But look at them, tell them, but I see another harvest coming. Why everybody else is shrinking back. Why everybody else is pulling back. Why everybody else is downsizing. Abundant Life, strengthen your state. Strengthen your core. There's another harvest coming. Every leader counts. Tell somebody, don't tell them, don't get in your feelings that you move out of your place. Because you know your children that you've been praying for God to save. You know that son you've been waiting for God to deliver. It won't be long from now.
The Wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Time religion.
Ting. You gonna reap just what you sow. Come on. Come on here.
Sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
To the top, and they won't even look around. If you don't sow good seeds on your way up, one day you will surely come down. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
Oh, sow good seed, yeah.
Sow good seed.
Oh, you can grin in my face and stab me in my back, and you think that that's all right. But don't you know what's done in the dark? One day it's gonna come to the light. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
Tell somebody to sow good seed, yeah.
Sow good seed.
Tell them you gonna reap everything. Talk about the mole that's in my eyes, and they can't see the beam in there. You know why? They're slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding.
living like they just don't care. You better sow good seed.
Sow good seed.
Everybody sow good seed, yeah.
Sow good seed.
Oh, you gon' reap everything.
Just what
oh, yeah.
You sow.
Hold on. Does anybody here know what I'm talking about?
You're gonna reap.
Lie on me if you want to. It's alright. It's coming up. Coming up again. Can I get a witness here? And don't mind letting somebody know. Just so good seed. Can I get me some witnesses? Put your hands together. Good God Almighty. What I want you to do, what I want you to do, give God the praise with all your strength and all your might. Because I want to tell you one thing, whatever you do, it's coming up again. You can't do wrong, and yet